behind in the world. So now, as we are talking right now, Jonga, we see that there are roughly about 2,582,539 people that have actually contracted this disease. Out of these people in the world, about 178,000 have actually died. When you look at USA, we know, Jonga, that 825,306 people have actually contracted this disease. When it comes to deaths, there are more than 45,000. In Zimbabwe, indications are that there are four people that have already died of coronavirus COVID-19. And one of them actually died today. Over to you, Jonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. My name is Jonga Kadeviri, and you are listening to Diaspora Forum. Tonight, as Gibbs said earlier on, we are looking at the coronavirus pandemic and how it is affecting Zimbabweans. As you all know, Zimbabwe so far recorded 28 cases with 4 deaths. And in America, where we are based, in the United States of America, there are 826,258 confirmed cases and 45,382 deaths. While the world over, the number stands at 2,585,468 cases of confirmed coronavirus and 178,845 deaths.
Abantu bayabhubha babulawa umkhuhlane lo. Umkhuhlane lo usibile eZimbabwe usubamba abantu abangu-28 abane sebebhubhile kuzokuthi ababili sebesilile emkhuhlane lo. So ke siyabona njalo ke ukuthi Jonga nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo kukhanya ngazani abantu abaningi bahambe esibhedlela uzokuthiwa umuntu sebulawa isifuba into ezinjalo khona ngale ke sokudinga ama-ventilator ukuthi ancede abantu kodwa kukhanya ngazani kulobuzima mfowethu njalo abantu abaningi sebelahlekelwe yimpilo yabo. So singazike ukuthi unodokotela uChareka okhulume laye kumbe usithumezele ividiyo akusitshele ngodr Brighton Chireka babajonga kana mina.
Greetings, this is Dr. Chireka. It is very sad that we are losing a lot of our colleagues, our friends, our loved ones, especially from the black community. We've lost a lot of Zimbabweans, nurses, even doctors. When we start losing our loved ones in such high numbers from this pandemic, we start to ask questions. We need to ask questions that are uncomfortable. We need to ask questions that challenge some of the way we do things. I think as an NHS, we know that NHS would call it a United Nations, meaning that the NHS is full of people from all over the world. We have got black people, people from African, Asian people, white people, and we work together. But there's something that we need to make sure that we have addressed and deal with it. Firstly, we need to make sure that when we go and work in this pandemic, when we go and work, we must have personal protective equipment. If there's no personal protective equipment, no one should be working in these hospitals. But what we find is one habit that has been happening, which no one has even challenged. But we know that when you are an agent staff, when you go to work, you are the one that is given difficult patients. You are the one that is put in a ward that is difficult. Because there are certain wards where people don't want to work in. There are certain wards where there's a high staff absenteeism, where staff, they're always falling sick. How do they manage those wards? They manage them by making sure that they get agent staff. And who is working as agent staff? Majority of us, black people, African people, we have opened our own agent organizations, our own companies, which is good. But then that means that we are the ones who will be sending our staff, or we'll be going ourselves to make sure that we fill those shifts. Because failure to fill shifts, it means you won't get business tomorrow. So that is putting a lot of our people at high risk. But there should be guidelines. You don't work in an environment that makes you feel unwell, that puts your life at risk. Another thing that people are forgetting to look at is that when you are working as a frontline staff, you mustn't be exposed every day. So people need to look at how many hours are you working as a frontline staff? Are you getting enough breaks? Are you also taking enough rest? And what forms of personal protective equipment are you using? So if we don't deal with that, we'll find that we end up losing most of our loved ones. I'm not saying the people that are dying are dying due to this, but I'm just highlighting some of the issues that we need to address, as a people, we have to address those. Yes, but the narrative is only focusing on one area that black people have got diabetes, black people have got other underlying conditions like asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, high blood pressure, heart failure, HIV. Yes, those conditions, we might have them, but that's not only the reason why most of us are dying. I think it's exposure and also the lack of personal protective equipment being given to our people. So what can we do as a people? What can we do as a community? We need to raise awareness amongst ourselves. One, please, if you've got any underlying condition, make sure that you follow the guide from your doctor. Two, if you go to work, make sure that you are being given personal protective equipment that is being given to everyone. Two, you need to reduce the number of hours that you are working. You may have a lot of large bills to meet, to pay, but please, please, the more you're exposed in these frontline jobs, the higher your risk of getting infection. It's common sense. So we need to make sure that we are doing. And also, you need to look after yourself. Have enough time to rest. And also, you need to make sure that you're also having enough sleep. So those are things that we need to make sure that we are addressing. And then I think, having said that, we need to have a research, to have an inquiry. The NHS has got a duty to protect its employees. So we call upon the NHS to look at, is there a reason why black and ethnic minorities are dying in large numbers? We may not have the figures, but we need to look at that and we've come up with an answer as to why. But from what we are saying, what we're seeing is that black people who are working as agents, as they seem to be unfairly represented, and black people are dying. My condolences goes to all those that have lost their loved ones. We don't know why things are like this. But we are asking for an inquiry into this death. But whilst we're waiting for the inquiry, there are a few things that we can do. If there's no PPE, you don't have to work. Do not overwork. Have enough rest. If you've got any underlying conditions, make sure that you are.
Yes, so Jonga, I think the doctor is saying a lot of things here, and you know, he's very much concerned about the death of some people in the UK, you know, especially Zimbabweans and black people in general. So he says there is this kind of thing that black people are actually dying in large numbers, and there's an assumption that maybe it's because some of them have got certain underlying conditions that are really devastating to them. So now, can you say something about what the doctor is saying, maybe in Shona?
And this is what I so gives Chiremba, Biden Chireka, Varuta Ura of Soro, Matamuskan Sangana, Kuru, Vanashanda, Muspatara, Kanamuko Karezo, Tano, Vakatarisa, Ipoka, Varipoko, England, and Britain, Ipone, the NHS, Varuta Urabuti, Matamusko, my Shinji.
I'm happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Munatsi, Edgar Munatsi, who is in the UK. I hope we are going to hear him. Dr. Munatsi, how are you?
Well, fine, thanks, Gibbs. How are you?
Oh, very fine. So we are happy that we got you on the line. So, we can even see you. So now we are talking about this coronavirus, COVID-19. Jonga?
Summarized quite well the numbers of black people who are dying in the NHS is quite worrying and is disproportionately high as compared to the white counterparts. At this moment in time, we do not know the reasons for sure, but it is being postulated that it is because the system has a lot of inequalities in terms of how duties are being allocated, blacks are being allocated the sicker patients or the high-risk patients. And also, I think Dr. Chileka also explained that people were also taking long and many shifts, maybe trying to cover up in terms of also the resources. So there are probably many reasons why, but what we know for sure and for certain is that the numbers of black people or the minority groups that are dying within the NHS are disproportionately higher compared to the white counterparts.
Dr. Munatsi, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe and, you know, other places on earth, you know, Britain included, there are so many Zimbabweans that are dying there, you know, but in Zimbabwe, we know already 4 have actually died. So now, looking at UK, we are told some people are saying up to about 30 Zimbabweans have died, and some of them are health workers. What's going on, really?
I think, basically, I think when it comes to health workers, this speaks to the risk that they are being you know, exposed to. They are in harm's way. Many of them are working in these COVID-19 wards, handling these patients on a daily basis. So definitely, you know, I think the majority of Zimbabweans that are in the UK are working in the NHS. Most of them are nurses, some of them are doctors, So I think that also explains why we're seeing large numbers, as well also reasons that I have explained earlier, where it is being postulated that these black people or black minority groups are being allocated to the worlds that you know our counterparts wouldn't want to work in.
So now, Jonga, you can pose the next question.
Yes, Gibbs, maybe you can just explain what you looked
at. Yeah, so what he was basically saying is, I'll ask him to say that in Shona as well. So go ahead, Doctor, and say it in Shona.
Yeah, UK, England, Vatema, varikufa zvakanyanya kudarika vanhu vachena kana tichitarisa vanhu vanoshanda muzvipatara vanamukoti nanachiremba. Zvimwe zvezvikonzero zviri kutaurwa panguva ino ndezvekunzi zvinowaridza sekuti vanhu vatema vari kushanda mabasa muzvikamu zvezvipatara muri kurapwa vanhu vane chirwere cheCOVID-19. Uyewo vanhu vanga vachitora mukana kuti vashandewo maawa akawanda vakwanise kuwedzera mari. Izvi zvinove zvinhu zvinosuruvarisa chaizvo nekuti hatidi kuti zvinhu zvakadai zviitike nekuda kwekuti vanhu vatema vanenge vachisaidzirwa kana kuti mitundi vanobata varwere vasinawo zvekupfeka zvakakwana. Tikuona kuti zvekupfeka nyaya yeko zvekupfeka muzvipatara idambudziko riri pasi rese. UK inaro dambudziko iroro, America inayo nedzimwewo nyika. Asi tinenge tichishuvira nekukurudzira kuti vanhu kana vachienda kubasa ngavaende vanoshanda vakapfeka zvinodzivirira kuti vasabatwe nechirwere checoronavirus, nekuti zvakakosha, nekuti ndivo ka vanhu vari kurapa. Kana kukange kusisina vanhu varapa, panoita dambudziko guru.
Yes, what he is saying, Jonga, is that you know, when you look at how blacks are working in these hospitals, it seems as if they are mostly blacks that are working in hospitals where there are patients with COVID-19. So he says that's why maybe you've got this large number of you know, blacks who are affected by COVID-19. So he's really saying that you know, it's a question of even working so many hours, you know, in these hospitals, and maybe sometimes they get tired and all these things. When you're tired, you can end up making mistakes. So now, yes, you can go ahead again, Joga.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gibbs, if we look at areas like in Zimbabwe, where there is that problem of basic commodities,
mm-hmm.
people are still going out to look for food, are still going out to look for whatever. I saw some who are even complaining that the Zuko buses that are applying their routes at the moment because of these other commuters and buses are not allowed to operate.
Yes.
Those Zuko buses are not enough to take them to town or wherever they want to go, which means these people are not eating the call to stay warm and also observe the social distancing. What can be done to conscientize these people, Dr. Manas?
I think it is important at this point in time for people to really understand the gravity of the matter that we are dealing with right now. You know, we would not want to go into, for example, if I am to use the example of the latest victim in Zimbabwe today, we don't want to go into you know, personal details, but it's a clear example of why it is important for people to hit the call. From the preliminary news that we are hearing is that someone traveled from abroad and then they visited people. Probably maybe they didn't, they were not subjected to the quarantine because they are related to, you know, people in close to the power, you know. So this is unfortunate and should not happen. And people need to really understand that. People have to hit the call. Coronavirus is a serious disease. We've seen people dying. We're seeing people dying. People have to stay at home. But at the same time, I also appreciate that people have difficulties in you know, accessing food and getting groceries, which is why we've been calling upon the government to make sure that people you know, are given relief, they're given some you know, grants to make sure that during this time, the lockdown is effective companies are being given assisted by the government to pay for to pay their employees so that people can get food and stay at home, because this is very important.
Dr. Mnazi, can you repeat that in Shona so that people can understand Shona, can hear more about it?
Panguva ino zvinhu zvakakosha chaizvo kuti vanhu vanzwisise kukosha kwekugara mudzimba nekunge vasingangombereki vachifamba famba nekuda kwekuti chirwere chekorona chirwere chiri kuuraya vanhu zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika pasi rino. Tikada kuti tishandise muenzaniso wezvaitika kuzimbabwe nhasi tikunzwa kunzi kure munhu ashaya, asi munhu wekushayika kwaaita kuri kokunge hama yanga yashanya kubva kumhiri kwemakumbo. Saka muri kuona kuti zvinhu zvinosuruwarisa kuti tiite zvinhu zvakadaro, vanhu ngavagare mudzimba vasafamba famba. Asiwo chinotoa izvozvo, hurumende inofanira kubatsira vanhu kuti vakwanise kugara mudzimba omo, nekuti vanhu vanoda kudya, vanhu vanoda kurarama. Saka hurumende inofanira kuti ipe vanhuwo zvimari zvishoma zvokuti vakwanise kutenga chikafu. Makambanis anobhadhara vashandi ngavabatsirwe nehurumende kuti kana vanhu vachinge vatambiriswa kunyange vakagara kumba vanokwanisa kuwana mari yekutenga muriwo, yekutengawo zvinhu zvavangada kuitira kuti tikwanise kurwisana nechirwere ichi. Nekuti kana tikange tisingadaro tinenge takurwisana nekuti vanhu vanoda kusvaka chikafu panguva imwe chete toda kurwisana necoronavirus.
Yeah, so Chonga, what the doctor is saying here is that people must actually follow guidelines, you know, the prescribed guidelines of what people should do in order to avoid contracting COVID-19. So he says the basic thing is stay at home, because this thing can actually devastate you. He knows that there's a problem of food in Zimbabwe, but basically there's every reason for people to stay at home, you know, because this disease kills. So I'll go over to you.
This is the Dr. Edgar Mnazi.
So siyabona njalo ke kulabantu abaningi abasithumezela ama-audios atshiyeneyo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abanye bangkhona ngabantu abakhulu kakhulu abafisa ukuthi sidlale ama-audios abo. Sizakwenza njalo njengoba befisa ukuthi sikwenze khonapha-ke. So omunye wabo osithumezela i-audio umnumzana okhona ngale kwele Zimbabwe udinga umuzi Phuthi. Uphuthi ungu-MP for Mulilima. Mulilima West nxa ngaphambanisi uyakhuluma abantu abakwele South Africa Chonga, kuthi abantu abase-South Africa labanye abaseBotswana bafuna ukuthi babuyele eZimbabwe ngoba zokhanyanzana indlala ibabambile khona ngale. So ke ake simuze ukuthi kuthini ngodaba lolo, ngoba ukhanyanzana kuyahlupha kakhulu lokhu Chonga.
Kakhulu Gibbs ukuthi abantu bakithi
abaseBotswana
labase-South Africa bakhala ngendlala ukungatholi ukudla ngalesi sikhathi sobunzima bomkhuhlane we-coronavirus kumbe ngathi i-COVID-19. Kodwa besivele singakunakanela ukuthi kungaba njalo, ngoba sikwazi ukuthi iningi labantu beZimbabwe abasebenza kulaa mazwe ngabantu abasebenza imisebenzi yokuzisebenza, yokuzenzela, imisebenzi ethontisela imali nje lapha nalapha. Koke nje ukumiswa okwenziweyo ukusebenza okujwayelekileyo sokusitho ukuthi kudala indlala kuba abantu laba kulusizi kakhulu. Okunye sengikunanzelele Gibbs ukuthi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi abantu labana abathola amaphilisi eZimbabwe behlala e-South Africa ikakhulu sebezahlana lodubo lokuthi beqise okuyabe kungaletha ukumemetheka kumbe ukuvuselelwa kwemikhuhlane abangabe beyithathela lawo maphilisi. Abantu labo kuthiwa ngomalaita abathwala impahla zisuka eGoli zisiza eZimbabwe bebuyela njalo bebesebenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu ukuvala
ubuhlungu bamloko pho abantu bona laba kade bethatha amaphilisi eZimbabwe beyahanjiselwa eSouth Africa labo ngibona bebhekane lodubololo. Ngikubona kuyinto edinga ukuthi aluba abantu bengamanzelela indlela yokuthi bangabuya njani ekhaya, bencediswa ikakhulu nguhulumende ukuthi benelise ukuzohlangana lobunzima abangabubona besekhaya, kunzima ukuba loduwo olungaka ukwelinye ilizwe ngoba nxa besekhaya lapha balendlela eziningi zokuthi kungakhangelwa njani khonokho. Ngibona ngazathi uhulumende uza kukhangela ngaleyo ndlela layo, kodwa-ke bengisithi ngidlulise nje umbono wami wokunanzelela ukuthi sekubangele ukuhlupheka okungakanani ebantwini bakithi abaseZimbabwe South Africa ukungahambi kwabomalayitha okubangela ukuthi kuswelakale indlela zokuthola impilo kakhulu amaphilisi. Njalo izalwane zeZimbabwe esebutshana lezeSouth Africa udubo esezibhekane lalo lokuswelakala kokudla emalalawolawolaobabesebezaimisekalokuyaeaphambilini.
So, Chonga, what he's saying is that, you know, this problem of food is very, very huge in countries like Botswana and South Africa, because people are not accessing food because it appears as if the South African government is actually catering for its own people and not, you know, other people from... Yes. So then in that context, he's saying that, you know, the government of Zimbabwe should actually help these people because they are totally helpless. They want to come back home. So he says the government should come out with a very big plan to actually repatriate these Zimbabweans. So I don't know, what's your opinion on that, Chonga, yes, and maybe the doctor?
Yeah. I saw a post from the embassy inviting people to submit their names, those who wish to go back home. But what I failed to understand is who is going to foot the bill, because I thought the government said those people will foot their own bills, but they will be accommodated. I mean, the government, the embassy, will facilitate their departure from South Africa. Since the borders are closed at the moment, they will facilitate that. But people have to foot their own transport costs. And also the other thing is when they get to Zimbabwe, they have to be quarantined. And, you know, many people, they don't want that. And that is going to force some people not to participate in that program. Otherwise, it's a good move that the government chip in. But if it says you chip in and you foot your own costs, and then when it gets to Zimbabwe, people are afraid of being quarantined. Someone was asking also yesterday that, what's the logic if it's true that people who are housed at Belvedere Training College are sharing rooms? You want to quarantine people, and those people, you make them share rooms, share bathrooms and all that. If that is really happening, I think it's not quarantining in that sense, because if these people still can mingle and meet the 65, we had some more yet to come, and in Plumtree, some people, I think they numbered more than 300 who were expatriated from Botswana.
Yes.
We cannot say they were deported, I'm not sure. But those people came from Botswana and they housed in Plumtree. And we don't know someone now. We spoke with, I'm forgetting the name, last week on our show. You were saying that the conditions are poor and people are still mingling and meeting. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Maybe our good doctor can address that. Doctor Mnatsi, people are put in an area where they are supposed to be quarantined. Can those people be allowed to mingle, say, 100 or so people?
Go ahead, doctor.
Thank you so much, John. I think that is a big problem because then the purpose of quarantining is we are defeating the purpose anyway. People who are being quarantined are not supposed to mix and mingle for the purposes of making sure that if someone, let's say someone is COVID-19, but we don't know as yet, we don't want to be the quarantine area or the quarantine facilities to be, a hub of spreading this disease. they will be, you know, making a grave, grave mistake. So it is important for government to make sure that if they want to go ahead with the move of quarantining people, then they have to provide facilities that are conducive for that. People where people are able to, you know, be in their own spaces, not share anything. Because once you do that, then we are putting so many lives in danger.
Yes, so, Dr. Nats, when you look at, you know, that scenario, there's this issue of this disease being highly contagious. What will happen if they're put in one place like that for a long time?
If they are put in one place for that for a long time, if we assume that, you know, let's say that someone is, or one or two people have COVID-19, the whole cohort or the whole group is going to get it. It is inevitable as long as people are mixing and mingling. So imagine the catastrophe that we have created, you know, instead of making sure that people, you know, put in a place that is big enough to accommodate everyone so that they don't mix.
Yes, now, Chonga, I think we've got a councillor in Silovela that is in the Midlands province who also sent us a message. And Dr. Keep on holding there. We'll come back to you shortly. So let's hear what this councillor said about coronavirus, COVID-19. So he's really worried about food. You know, he says food is a big challenge down there. So let's hear what he said.
Sabona Tube. Hayi ngapha siphilile baba yimi ukhansila umoyo uyilade edosa ngaphansi kwesilobela kunjula umalisa hayi siyalubona uhlelo lwe-lockdown kodwa ke akula ngenye indlela esingayenza madoda hlupho kuphela esilubonayo lapha yokuthi abantu bethu baza kufa indlala. Yilo hlupho olukhulu lockdown olilungile ivikela impilo zethu phezu kwalo umatshaya bhuqe wesifo i-corona, i-COVID-19 le. Kodwa-ke i-challenge enkulu kathe sesesilayo yindlala. Njengakwesami isigaba lapha edonsa, hhayi uma ngoyisela leziko baba, izilimo zatsha, izifuyo zafa ngendlala yesizini le edlulileyo. Kathesi abantu abavunanga lutho, kakula lutho sibili mangamabi uma ngoye selaleziko. Ngesi abantu bakithi lapha abaningi bebephila ngokuthunyezelwa okuvela phecheya emazweni ngabomalayisha. Konke lokho kumile, akukho kudla okubuyayo, abantu sebethwele nzima la. Athwele nzima sibili. Asazi ukuthi kathi uhulumende angangenela njani. Khona idona eliholisa kuthiwa i-Red Cross kodwa-ke hhayi ayinancedo olukhulu elwenza ebantwini ifike yakhethakhetha abantu yachiya abanye bonaba bangena ehlelweni bangena bebalutshwana behola ukudla okulutshwana okuncane kakhulu. Kunzima abantu bayalamba kakhulu sibili la. Angazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangenela njani athumele idona kumbe uhulumende asincedise njalo anikele aba bantu ukudla ngoba sizabona izidumbu la kubi. Amanzi kawakho, izibhorane zifile. Nasi sithi siyazama ukuthi abaphezulu ngale bezosilungisela izibhorane bafike balungise wani bahambe. Akula manzi, yonke into ibhazalele. I-COVID le hayi isenzele okunye okuhlala kunjalo baba. Kodwa hayi inkosi izangenela ngalo mkhuhlane ungadlula. Abantu bazazama ukuthi ithi sibone ukuthi masilela kanjani kambe kuyini esingakudobha laphaphana.
So there you are, Chonga. You know, the councillor is saying that in Donsa Ward, that is Slovela, in the Midlands province, you know, people are really suffering because there's no food, absolutely nothing. So he's saying that, you know, during previous seasons, you know, agricultural seasons, people didn't reap any kind of food, I mean, harvest. Their harvests were very poor. So at the end of the day, people really need assistance. So he's appealing to the government to actually help villagers. He says those villagers are in danger of death. He says they may die anytime because of lack of food. Over to you, Chonga.
Yes, thank you, Gibbs. I see there's one of our followers who is in New York.
Yes.
Sibusisi
Kadlula.
Kadlula.
Yes.
Who says even here in New York, they are nursing homes which are calling us caregivers to come and work for $6 per hour, and they know that some of us will go and risk our lives just because of money. It's very tempting. So,
actually chip in there, you know, because it seems as if this is a very, very serious problem. You know, people end up getting tempted, you know, in terms of getting money, and then they risk their lives. Doctor, can you pitch it there? What's going on, really?
I think it is important for people, particularly health workers, to understand that as much as they want to get a little bit more to cover their bills, it is important to make sure that when they go and work in such institutions, then they are supposed to be given enough personal protective equipment to make sure that they don't contract the disease. We are not saying people should not work, but the personal protective equipment should be provided. If it is not provided, then it is not worth it to risk your own life you can be protected by getting the proper, equipment that you can use in these hospitals.
So now, looking at the shortages of PPE and all those kind of things, is the same thing happening in Britain? You know, why is it that all of a sudden we've got such a shortage, you know? Didn't people plan for it?
I think one of the problems that worsened the shortage of PPE is also the closure of borders, because remember there are some countries which are known to be producing these in masses, and because these borders have been closed down, it is very difficult for countries that do not produce them themselves to buy them. This is why we are seeing some special arrangements are being made. I think the UK made a special arrangement with Turkey. And we saw that yesterday they delivered a cargo of personal protective equipment and other equipment that have been used to manage COVID-19. So it is very difficult under the circumstances that we are in right now.
Yes, Chonga, I think you know that there is what is called the VOA leaders right now. So this is sort of like recognizing people are doing very, very well, you know, in terms of highlighting these issues concerning COVID-19. So now, I think we've got a promo here that will actually play, and maybe people will hear and send us names for people that who they think are doing their best, you know? So let's hear what this is all about.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America ulikhuthaza ukuthi likhethe umuntu elimaziyo olwisana kakhulu lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus COVID-19. Ungakhetha umakhelwane wakho, inkokheli yendawo ohlala khona, abezempilakahle labanye. Ungenza njalo, thumela igama lakhe lenombolo yakho, uchazise ngamafitshane akwenzayo ku-email ethi voaleaders@voanews.com kumbe kuWhatsApp kunombolo ethi +1 202 465 0318. Ngizaphinda njalo, +1 202 465 0318.
There you are, Chonga. If you've got, let's say, a person that you know, but you are not supposed to contest yourself. We don't want any rigging. So somebody can actually pick a neighbor, somebody can pick any person, a health worker, Dr. Nazi, as he is today. Maybe Jonga can pick him. I don't know. Then if you do that, then you send an email to voaleaders@voanews.com, or you send your nomination to this WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. So you pick anybody of your choice, and you know this is a scheme that cannot be, you know, manipulated by anybody, right, Jonga?
I remember the Cyprus food on the company, where they know that I'm a bus of my company. But the company, Murumbai, Purumbai, 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 Purumbai,
Purumbai,
Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, Purumbai, I want we are the Shanda, Ramuno, Una, Sakuzira, Uvisananina, COVID-19, Shambata, Changes, Yumu, Zira, Mugasa Tabura, Nota Juan, the Antina Gibbs, Padayatso, was Uti, Zira, and Santa Uti.
His video, you know, talking about COVID-19. So let's listen and hear what he's saying about this.
Injani, Basavazi, the Babu Deli, the Jonkis in Dow, the Pelicona, our Kuruma, Moose in Goof, Lapan, say, Butuana, and I went by Mau, young over the Bona Lapa. Baham Baham, when I went to Banani, but I. Kancane nje majarateni ukuthi ngiyabona lapha amashobhi lawa ngizuphaza khangela kahle laphana zabona nani selizihubhu laphana esogeza izandla nikhetho samuntu esibelandela izimota kancane ziyahambahamba zona kodwa hhayi hhayi kangako ukuthi iperona le izima khonta abantu sihlale emakhaya sigeze izandla sitande ngokutshoyo mhlawumbe singaphepha nyabona.
So this gentleman is in Mauni in Botswana, Jonga. He's saying, you know, there are some people who are walking around, but not many of them. But he's saying that people are actually following all the kind of regulations. You know that Botswana is under a very tight lockdown. So the same applies to Zimbabwe and South Africa. So he's saying, of course, their cars are being driven by people here and there, but generally, he's saying that people are actually following all these kind of regulations. Over to you, Jonga.
Thank you so much. It's good to hear from the Zimbabweans who are in different parts of the world. At least we know there are some people who can look after each other there. We spoke earlier in
yes.
our show with the Reverend Richard Samkute, who is in England, and he's from the Zaire Ford Faith Church. What the Reverend Samkute said is that Zimbabweans, wherever we are, should look after each other. This is the time that we need the support of our fellow brothers and sisters. So let's do that from wherever we are. This is the moment where we need to show our Ubuntu.
Yes, we also have another Zimbabwean, Jonga, who actually sent us this video as well. So Zimbabweans are all over the show, and here is the gentleman saying whatever he thinks is right for him.
I, sasihlalele endlini nje lapho esikhona lapha nje sesihlalele manje ngiphumile phandle ukuthi ngishaywa ngumoya nje abantu abafuna ukuthobela umthetho wagovernment ngoba lisizwa le ngane nje siyazidlalela nje kaziboni cala abantu bayazihambela ngoba lisizwa nje le nkwelo phandle la kodwa ugovernment ubekile umthetho ukuthi abantu bahlale ezindlini. Khona abantu bazofa into le bayithatha kancane abantu kodwa ngoba sibona nje lezinye izinto ukuthi hayi iyakhuphula abantu kabafuni ukuthobela umthetho kagovernment abayesabi le nto le kodwa thina hayi sizihlalele endlini sithi abantu abahlale ezindlini. Ngiyabonga.
Now, this gentleman, you know, contrary to what the other said, he says people are not following regulations. It's in South Africa. Kids are just playing outside, you know, and people don't worry about what is going on in the world. So they're not worried, Chonga, according to him. Yeah.
Yes, just yesterday I saw some posts on social media.
Yes.
Of those people complaining that may not be enough to cover their day-to-day needs.
Yes, and we've got some other people that are sending us audios all over the world, from all over the world. So now I think we've got some of the audios. So let me play what we have right now, Chonga. So, yes, let's hear what they're saying.
Mina ngikumama ngathi igama lami lapha ngibezeni yangcwe. Insuka endaweni yakho kodwa ngikhuluma ngisilamba lapho ngikhona ngokomsebenzi. Lockdown ndawini ngibone ngani ngikubona kwami. Siza abantu bengamafela lapha. Ngoba abantu banisibangisilethela ukuthi sizathi siyathutsha
Plumtree, he was talking about people being turned into criminals. He says, if there's no food, The next thing that you have to think of is killing, nothing else. So he says the extension of this lockdown is going to have a devastating effect on many people. So lucky enough, we have Tumuzi Puti, of ZANU-PF, who actually sent us an audio and said, you know what, even those that are in South Africa and Botswana, they need help, you know, in terms of being repatriated to Zimbabwe. So now, maybe, Chonga, you can talk to the doctor so that you can wrap up, you know.
Yes, Dr. Munatsi, mashoko amunga sira vana veZimbabwe, zvikuru tichitarisa vari kunze kwenyika vari kuchemawo, nevari kudzoswa kumusha vachizonoka zvikamudzikodza vari kuchemawo kuti zvikuko zvisina kukodzera kuti vange vachigara. Zvii zvamungataurirawo vana veZimbabwe kunze ukuko vasimbisa, munogona kuona ururimi rweshona kuhama wenzira nechirungu nguva zhinji.
Handinotenda, handinangoti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kunyanya vari kunze kwenyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino. Tinoda kuti ngavarambe vachitaurawo nevanhu vari kumusha vachivazivisa kuti vapenyu, nekuti vanenge vakasara kumusha vanenge vachishushikana kuti zvino hama dzedu vapenyu here, vatiri kunzwa nenhau dzatiri kungoverenga nekunzwa dziri kunzi vanhu vari kupa vamwe vachirwara. Zvakakosha kuti tigare tichitaura navo tichivazivisawo kuti tiri vapenyu, tiri kugarawo tinokwanisa kuitira kuti tirambe tiri vatano.
Yes, so doctor, when we look at some of these issues that you're talking about, it's like, you know, a word of encouragement is very well taken, you know. But then, are there anything that people who are Zimbabweans based in London or whatever place are actually doing to help those that are back home? Any initiatives?
Yes, there are a number of initiatives that have been done by the people in the diaspora. Some of them including crowdsourcing of funds to make sure that we assist people back home in terms of food. There are organizations that are receiving the funds and making sure that they're buying, you know, mealie-meal, cooking oil, and, you know, distributing these to vulnerable communities. Some of them have been facing challenges with, you know, movement, because they needed clearance in terms of police controlling movement, particularly in Harare. But otherwise, there are many initiatives that have been done, particularly with assisting vulnerable communities, and also initiatives that are also being done by health workers outside Zimbabwe, assisting those that are back home in terms of expertise and general exchange of knowledge in terms of the management of COVID-19.
Yes, can you hold on there? We'll come back to you, Doctor. But we are almost, you know, rounding up our program today. But we've got a gentleman who is in Gwanda South. I think his name is Edgar Manala, if I'm not mistaken. So this gentleman is talking about food. You know, he says food is a very, very serious problem in Gwanda. So let's listen to what he's saying about this thing.
Apandlala inzima enkulu kakhulu indlala ezifunyeni ekhanya ngani sizasala singalalutho singavangala inkomo mbuzi into lokho.
Kwini mhlawumbe okudingakalayo kumele kuyenziwe la. Mhlawumbe uzokwenqatshelwe nale indlala ngoba siza nyaka yonke abantu abaningi ngapha bayabekhala ngodaba lwendlala.
Isinqabele indlala lokuthi siyithole ukudla esitolo. Ndakhuma ukudla khona esitolo kuyadura kwedlulisa imali eyiyo kuthi khona mathini kuyenje siphenge ukudla nje njengoba kuthi sesikudlile. Njengobana khona bangele 8 years
So, Chonga, this gentleman was talking to Albert Mune. He's our correspondent based in Gwanda. So he's saying that, you know, he's an old man and he's saying, you know, the problem here is food. So there's nothing that you can do except if somebody tries to give him food one way or the other. So now I think people are in a very, very serious situation, right, Chonga?
Yes, I know we are about to wrap up, but yes. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Munatsi, if you can just explain, because in Zimbabwe there is a problem with malaria at the moment. I think over 150 people have died so far from malaria. Over 170,000 people have contracted that disease up to yesterday. Can you explain, because we understand that the symptoms are similar, malaria and the COVID-19?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Jonga. Yes, I think those figures that are true. It is known that during this season in Zimbabwe, it is usually the peak of malaria. And unfortunately, malaria, some of its symptoms are quite similar to COVID-19. And we've heard, I think I was listening to the minister speak yesterday, saying because of the COVID-19, they are facing challenges in testing malaria. They are able to do community testing usually. There are teams that are dispatched to communities to test people for malaria and make sure that they are treated as quickly as possible. But it seems the government is not in a position to do the traditional way of testing people for malaria. And we have also seen that in the recent days, the government is doing a hybrid test of using the PCR test and also as the antibody test that they're using for screening. So I think it is important to the government to make sure that people who present with symptoms that are similar to COVID-19 are screened accordingly. It will be unfortunate to treat someone as a malaria case when they are in actual fact they are COVID-19 case, because in many places that malaria is endemic in Zimbabwe, they are likely to be inaccessible in terms of testing for COVID-19, which is why we have tried for decentralization of testing for COVID-19 to make sure that we do not, endanger the lives of many people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Edgar Munatsi. We really thank you for having joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America ulikhuthaza ukuthi likhethe umuntu elimaziyo olwisana kakhulu lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus COVID-19. Ungakhetha umakhelwane wakho, inkokheli yendawo ohlala khona, abezempilakahle labanye. Ungenza njalo, thumela igama lakhe lenombolo yakho uchasise ngamafitshane akwenzayo ku-email ethi voaleaders@voanews.com kumbe kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +1 202 465 0318. Ngizophinda njalo +1 202 465 0318.
There you are, Jonga. If you've got, let's say, a person that you know, but you are not supposed to contest yourself, we don't want any rigging. So somebody can actually pick a neighbor, somebody can pick any person, a health worker, Dr. Munatsi, as he is today. Maybe Jonga can pick him, I don't know. Then if you do that, then you send an email to voaleaders@voanews.com, or you send your nomination to this WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. So you pick anybody of your choice, and you know this is a scheme that cannot be manipulated by anybody. Right? This is Jim Stube in Washington D.C. saying good night. Thank you so much, Jonga, and thank you so much, Dr. Edgar Munatsi. Bye-bye.